Marsha is here with us from Oakleaf Village in Lexington. She's in Santa mode today. She brought Brian Reese's cups. She brought me moon pies. That's pretty good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your generosity. Yes, and she brought the Jewish guy a pickle ornament to hide on my Christmas tree.
You can hide it on any plant. I'm sure Lane has a plant somewhere.
Hide the pickle.
Hide the pickle, yeah.
I don't really know the terminology there for that, but okay. Thank you so much, though. And, you know, this is going to be a start of an incredible stretch for you because celebrating Christmas, and then you got this little thing coming up, a marriage, a wedding.
The wedding, yeah.
Yeah, and then you got New Year's, and it's just going to be a fun time for you the next couple few weeks. Let me just wish you Mazel Tov in advance.
Thank you so much.
And congratulations to you and David, and wish you guys nothing but the best forever, and blessings for a wonderful, beautiful, happy marriage.
Absolutely.
That's good stuff.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So time for the positive points on aging. This is something we do every single week from 8:30 to 9 o'clock, and we talk about different things that we can do to improve quality of life and help for both caregivers and care receivers. We talk about our seniors, our moms, our dads, whomever it is that we are trying to make sure has the best possible life. And so the holiday season brings a lot with it.
It does. And when we, you know, we're getting through another year. You know, last year at this time, we were deep in COVID, right? That's
right.
All we thought was COVID, COVID, COVID.
Sure.
And, you know, and we rejoice in the fact that, you know, most of our relatives have made it through, you know, without, you know, having the COVID issue on them. And that, it seems like that's all we were concerned about. But now is the time that when you gather together, I really want you to pay attention to changes in your loved one, because you haven't seen them for a while. A lot of
right.
people have been isolated.
True.
And their lifestyles have changed because they're not going out as much. They're not eating out as much. So therefore, you have to watch them and say, what's the difference going on here? What has COVID brought to us that we need to change? And also, there are some examples of, which I'm going to share with you, what you really need to pay attention to in regards to changing of your aging one's lifestyle patterns.
Okay.
The thing is that, you know, when you haven't seen them for a while, I'm speaking to those that are long distance caregivers and you might be getting together and you haven't seen your loved one for 3 months.
Right.
You really get some eye-opening experiences as soon as you walk in the door. I know I used to have it all the time. I would dread walking in the door because I'd go, what is going to be the change that is not going to be good?
Right.
I'm going to have to deal with it.
Right.
So what I want to do today is I just want to make a positive objective is to tell people to please pay attention. We're going to go through some things I want you to really pay attention on. But start putting together a plan. It mm-hmm. might be when you leave on Christmas night that you don't have to go and start changing things immediately.
Right.
But you need to start planning. You need to start because you don't want it to be a crisis situation. When you get a phone call from the emergency room, your mother's in the hospital, and then you start making decisions from a crisis mode instead of a proactive mode.
That has got to be something where people really grip what you just said, because if you do this stuff in advance, you're doing it without emotion, without urgency, and you're doing it without stress. If you do this during the moment of the crisis, all of those three things that I just talked about are out the window. And plus, you don't even have time to think about things. You have to make decisions immediately. That means you might have to make a decision without being able to call your siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And then there might be long-term effects of that. Well, why didn't you call me before you did that?
Right.
You know, and then that, I mean, that could destroy a family if you do stuff like that. So proactive, you know, versus reactive.
You have a doctor that comes in and says, you can't go home anymore. And you're going to be discharged in 4 days.
Right.
Have fun, people. Trying, you know what I'm saying?
Sure enough,
when it comes
yeah.
to that is, and the other important thing is that people don't think about is the financial side of it. You know, did your family have or your parent have a long-term care policy?
Right.
Would they qualify for the VA benefits that are available to them? How much money do they have in the bank? You know, you got to look at all that, because it's always a misconception that when someone moves into an assisted living, that Medicaid's going to take care of them.
Right.
And I am sorry, but Medicaid does not happen in assisted livings in South Carolina.
No.
And it can be detrimental to someone's financial situation when they have to start paying out private pay.
Exactly. Look, the only way you're going to be in this situation is one of two ways. Either one, you're so poor that they'll take care of you, or you've got enough money that you don't need any help, because there's no in-between when it comes to that. The only in-between I could think of is what you mentioned briefly in passing, and that is, I know that there are benefits available for military, especially if you saw combat.
What it is, and I'll talk about it briefly, because I everybody's different. Their situation, their service is different, but
right.
these are the points. They have to have served 90 days. They had to have served at least one day during an active war. They didn't have to be in combat,
right,
but they needed to be active during that time.
Okay.
They need to have a honorable discharge. They cannot be divorced to that spouse. It has to be a spouse that has passed away.
Right.
But the numbers out there for a widow, she could, if she qualifies, you have to go through this application process. It's around $1,200 to $1,300 a month that they would provide for her.
Helps.
For the actual veteran, it can be $1,900. And they can actually get it together. If it's a married couple that they just really need to move into an assisted living, that's when they don't, you know, they can be together like
sure.
that.
Sure, sure.
But you just need to contact the Veterans Office Advocate, and each county has one, and talk to them about it, get the application, find out what paperwork you need. And it takes a couple months, maybe 2-3 months now, but it's well worth it to do the legwork on that. And
yeah.
that's a good financial backup to give you some money. You can also get it if your loved one is staying at home, but it's not as much.
Right.
So, but anyway, I want to talk about activities of daily living. We
mm-hmm.
hear those a lot. It's called ADLs. You'll see it in insurance documents. Doctors will talk about it. This is what I want you to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, watch your family member as they're eating. Look at their hand motions,
mm-hmm.
and they pick up the fork.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them chewing. Look at them swallowing. I mean, don't gaze at them like, you know, they're a freak or something.
Right, exactly.
But I'm just saying is be very observant. The other thing is that even watching them drink water, watch their swallowing methods to see if they're having any problems. Are they choking? Are they coughing more?
Right.
Things like getting out of a chair. How difficult is it for them to get out of that chair? Look at their motion of how they're walking. Are they shuffling? Are they holding onto furniture everywhere they go?
Right.
Are they just totally looking at the floor and not looking what's ahead of them because they're so afraid of falling? Look at their clothes. I had a woman tell me yesterday that her companion his eyes are going bad, and he's starting to go into the closet and get her clothes.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, and it might sound funny at first, but I thought, bless his heart. It's good that he's got such a supportive companion that's helping him through this. But what if he lived by himself and then
sure.
went out to the store with a woman, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
it might, you know, cause somebody to stare. routinely bathing or showering. Usually when your loved one hasn't taken a bath for a while, you will notice it as soon as you walk in the door.
Yeah, I mean, and you've told me this before, a lot of elderly, they don't bathe as often
no.
as they used to. It dries out their skin's thinner and things
yes.
like that, and so they don't bathe as much. And you do notice, yeah, obviously, hygiene matters. Doesn't matter what your age is, hygiene matters.
And a lot of that has to do with if they're doing their laundry too. You know, they might be living in soiled clothes
right.
and sheets, and you don't know about it because everything looks so nice.
Yeah.
When you walk in the door, but really be observant of things like that. And look at things like their personal hygiene. If you see your dad and he's got a 2 weeks worth of a beard and he looks kind of scruffy.
Right.
Those are signs. I saw a gentleman the other day that his fingernails were longer than mine.
Right.
And I thought, oh my gosh, well, he needs to get his nails yeah, trimmed at least.
Get himself a manicure.
You know, you look at you watch them when they're talking and you're looking at their teeth, you know,
mm-hmm.
if they have dentures, are they cleaning those dentures?
Right.
Because that oral hygiene is very, very important to keep that. So we're going to talk more about some other things when we come back, but just want people to pay attention and be observant when you're seeing your loved one during the holidays.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Some optimism has returned to Wall Street after yesterday's sell-off. There are encouraging signs that vaccine boosters offer protection against the COVID Omicron variant. You could own a piece of flying taxi company Eve. The unit of Brazilian aviation company Embraer is going public by merging with a special purpose acquisition company. Once the deal closes, Eve will list on the New York Stock Exchange. Its battery-powered craft takes off and lands vertically. Airbnb is tightening its anti-party rules as New Year's Eve approaches. Guests without a history of positive reviews won't be allowed to make a one-night, two-night, or even three-night reservation. Guests with a history of positive reviews from Airbnb hosts will not be subject to restrictions. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Mike Huckabee is celebrating Christmas, and you can join him. All this week, Newsmax is featuring its special, Mike Huckabee's Christmas in America. Even President Trump joins Mike to talk about Christmas. Plus, see Mike's special guests, John Voight, Dr. Ben Carson, Sarah Sanders Huckabee, Benjamin Netanyahu, and more. Watch Newsmax for Mike Huckabee's Christmas in America as he discovers the real meaning of the holiday. Find Newsmax on major cable and streaming services and help make Christmas great again.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With the free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP, on a mission to support veterans, visit AARP.org/veterans today.
There's something special about a lasting relationship. You know, I started off as a customer of Stone Interiors almost 15 years ago. Well, that relationship grew, and they've been a partner now of The Point since we launched more than 8 years ago. Relationships matter. People matter. Local matters. Stone Interiors is all about being local, all about customer service, and all about building a great relationship with their customers. I'm proud to call the folks over there my friends. That's all well and good, but what about their granite? What about their marble? What about their craftsmanship? I know all about this as their customer. It is elite. They're the best at what they do. They have the largest selection of granite anywhere to choose from. They have the top team to do the installation. So if you've been considering new countertops, a kitchen backsplash, that bathroom remodel, or even an amazing outdoor kitchen, treat yourself right. Call Stone Interiors. Nobody does it better. You'll brag about them the same way I do. Check out their website, stoneinteriors.com, or give them a call, 461-8950. That's 461-8950. Remember, relationships matter. I know you'll enjoy working with Stone Interiors.
Hi, I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and I've got a great gift idea that requires zero shopping, the gift of college savings. Future Scholar South Carolina's 529 College Savings Plan makes it easy. Grandparents, friends, and family can all contribute to a Future Scholar account and know that they're providing a gift that will last a lifetime. If you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, look no further. Learn more about the smart, easy way to save and give this holiday season at FutureScholar.com.
This is Jeremy.
And Courtney Sweet, your hosts on The Home Advocates, where we try to help you make your home a safe, healthy, and happy place to be.
Tune in Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 100.7 The Point Radio.
The year is 1971, and Sudduth Automotive is providing affordable and reliable auto repair to Columbia. Fast forward 50 years and not much has changed. Time and time again, customer after customer, Sudduth Automotive has proven to be one of the best repair shops in Columbia. With our well-trained technicians, service packages, and monthly specials, we just keep getting better with time. Call us, come by at 1410 North Millwood Avenue, or make an appointment at SudduthAuto.com.
Point A to point B. Traffic.
I thought everybody was cuddled up at home, but we have an accident now. First one of the morning, in fact. Wildwood Downs Parkway at Mallet Hill. And all clear elsewhere. 26, 277, 126, and 77 look good. No major problems reported at this point. We'll check back this afternoon. Modern Exterminating Company. Family owned and operated for over 60 years with guaranteed termite, bed bug, and moisture control. Schedule a free inspection today. Modern Exterminating. We know what bugs you. Doug Thomas with Point A to Point B traffic on the point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bar Fireside Studio.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
So we're 10 minutes before 9 o'clock on The Point. Welcome back in. It's our Positive Points on Aging. This is our regular feature we do every Tuesday morning from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. And we are happy to have our good friend Marcia Clayman with us. She's with us every Tuesday, as is usually Karen Pickard. So one or both of them come in. Last week, both of you guys hung out with us. This week, it's Marcia. Next week, probably Karen will be with us. You might have some other things going on next week,
yeah,
keeping you busy.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to gain me a new name.
Yeah.
That'd be one thing. I'll change my name.
Change your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, get yourself a new hubby.
I'm doing the hyphenated, though, for a while. Because, yeah, you know, there's not many Marshas out there, so I want him to get used to this one.
Whatever works for you. Whatever. You're not making him hyphen your name, too, are you? Good.
Are you kidding?
I'm not saying anything in this woke 2020, almost 2022. I have no idea what people are doing these days. All right, we are visiting, though, and we've been talking about the holidays. And again, something Marcia said at the very outset of today's visit, and that was talking about just being more attentive and noticing things. When you go see so-and-so for the holidays, keep an eye on just, sometimes it's just the basics.
Absolutely.
And if you see significant change, that's when the family needs to have a meeting.
But let me tell you, let me throw this out there also. When you're going home for the holidays, make it a lovely, you know, caring environment. Don't start walking around with your legal pad and making notes. What you should be doing is you should be observing. Of course, if there's something very serious going on, you should, you know, make sure that you address it. But the thing is that don't make them feel like they're under the microscope. Don't pull them aside and say, we need to have a talk. That's something that should happen when you're on your own, one-on-one, and also that maybe you've had a chance to go talk to a professional, get an assessment done. And, you know, I really, I feel very strongly about some of the companies out there that have the type of counseling sessions that they can meet with you, with case managers, and go over everything and help you make that plan so that maybe if you go back a week later, you can sit down with your loved one and say, look, this is what I noticed, and I really am concerned, and I want to make sure things are going to be okay with you. Things like, you know, when you're sitting around with a large group of people, that can get disturbing at times because there's too much stimulation. But you can also watch out to see if they start getting lost in conversation. They can't converse with you. They can't share things. They can't remember things. That's a little flag going up. There's some memory loss going on. The other one is that maybe you might see tucked over on the side on the kitchen counter might be a 6-inch stack of bills, things that aren't being taken care of. Maybe they live on their own and you see things that need to be done in the house that haven't been taken care of. Why? Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
With those things, though, Marcia, when you're talking about that kind of stuff, that's, again, one of those situations where you got to be really careful because you don't want to infringe on someone's dignity.
Right.
But at the same time, you don't want to see them get themselves into financial difficulty. One day that, you know, you walk in and there's no lights on and you're like, why is it dark in here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened. They cut off my power.
Yeah.
And then you see, you know, 3 straight months of the bills sitting on the counter and you're like, no, did you pay these? And I thought I did. I mean, that's a conversation that I mean, you got to make sure things are going right and you got to have boundaries. But at the same time, you got to be able to kind of break those boundaries that sometimes, depending on the relationship, if they need to be broken, but you got to do it with dignity.
Right. And there's so many good options out there. You know, I'm not saying pack them up and move them to my place. Of course you can if you want, but
sure.
I'm just saying is, you know, there could be where let's bring somebody in a couple days a week. Let's help you get some house cleaning done. Let's, you know, get out of the house,
right.
Go to the grocery store, right. Go to the senior center, you know, try to gradually get them into the mode that you need help. And this is how we can do this without you feeling like you have to pack up and
mm-hmm.
just leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so things like tasks, like keeping a list of things that need to be done and then they can't follow it because they don't understand it.
Right.
Things like getting confused about dates and times. You know, it's interesting. If they're not reading the paper every day, they don't know what day it is
mm-hmm.
unless they have a calendar.
Right.
When we do an assessment and we say, what is today's date? And I'm sitting there going, they probably haven't read a newspaper
no.
in a long time, so they don't realize what the date is. Struggling with conversations, forgetting words, forgetting names of people. You know, my mother used to call me every name in the book sometimes, and she could never come up with who I was. And I'd finally, you know, say, hey, it's Marcia. You know, it's me, Mom.
Right.
Misplacing items. Oh my goodness. Finding keys in the freezer happens.
Yeah.
I had one lady in Charleston, we were doing an assessment, and she greeted us at the door with a gun, and she thought it was her remote control.
Wow.
And, of course, you know, we had a little bit of a situation there. But
you think?
But
yeah.
She shouldn't have had a gun to begin with.
No.
A poor judgment in regards to making decisions about maybe they've been on the phone and they've been shopping with QVC, and you see a lot of boxes in
yes.
the garage, and you're wondering, what are they doing with all this stuff? You know, that can be a problem. It also, it sets them up to be vulnerable to people that understand that that is an older person living alone.
Right.
And it sets them up as a target. Even their mood swings. Mood swings can tell you a lot. One, it can tell you that emotionally something's going on.
Right.
Are they depressed about something? Has something happened to them? Has someone berated them? Has someone forgotten about them? The other thing is, though, is that depression can set in. The other thing, it could be a urinary tract infection, and we have to watch out for those because those can get really serious if they're not taken care of.
Sure.
So what I wanted to do before we close is I want to talk about one resource out there. It's one thing I want to start doing at the first of the year is always giving you a resource that you can always call Karen and I at Oakleaf, but there's a wonderful program out there, and it's a nonprofit. It's called Senior Resources.
Mm-hmm.
It's right down the road here, actually.
Yes, it is.
Millwood Avenue.
Sure is.
But just let me tell you what some of their services are, and then you can pick and choose. Meals on Wheels. Pet Pals. You know what Pet Pals are?
Help me.
They actually will arrange, if you have a pet, to bring food to the animals, too.
Nice.
So you're not, you know, you don't have to worry about not being able to feed your animal. Home care. Wellness centers, case management, they have a senior care pantry, they have a food co-op, they have senior wheels for transportation issues, senior companion, someone to come in and do light housekeeping and just being around meal preparation. They also work on foster grandparenting. I mean, just in one area right here,
sure.
You can get all of those services, and they're so helpful. So if you can write down this number, this is Senior Resources, 803-252-7734. If you need help, please check out Senior Resources. Their case managers are awesome. I know them very well.
Good folks. Doing good things for a lot of people and have been for a while, too. So, yeah.
Well, and I hope like today's my objective for today was really is trying to avoid the crisis, trying to be proactive so that you can prevent your aging loved one and yourself a lot of stress and anxiety. Know what your loved one prefers, what they can afford, and then meet with a professional to help you develop the best plan so that you're both on the same page and there's no resistance to what's going on.
Yeah, and again, I can't stress enough, communication's a key. It really is a key. Treat your loved one with respect. Don't talk to them like they're a child, and don't treat them like I mean, again, yes, the kids become the parents mm-hmm. down the line. I get that. But at the same time, you know, just protect their dignity. Do whatever you can to protect a loved one's dignity, because that's so, so important. And it's very challenging for those that are seniors to see it slip away, to give away the car keys, to have to do this, to have to give this up. You know, it's challenging. Getting older, there's a lot of challenges that go along with it. And I love the way you presented the way for potential caregivers to look after the care receivers. There's a lot that goes into this thing, and you're not alone. There's always somebody, whether it's senior services or someone like Marcia or Karen over at Oakleaf Village, there's always someone that wants to help. You just got to be willing to put your ego aside and ask
right.
for it.
And, you know, we always try to ask them, is your loved one aware of what you're doing so that we can get everybody on the same page?
Yeah.
But best wishes for everybody to have a Merry Christmas.
Amen.
I will see you at the first of the year. But in the meantime, call us at Oakleaf, 803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com.
That's a wrap. For Brian, for Marcia, I'm Kev. We'll see you this afternoon at 4 o'clock on The Point.
WQXL Columbia W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. While less